It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The family of the 73-year-old woman with dementia who was violently arrested last year say the charges against the arresting officers don't go far enough. Former Loveland officers Austin Hopp was charged with a felony assault, and Daria Jalali faces three misdemeanor charges. During the arrest of Karen Garner, her shoulder was dislocated and her arm was fractured. Garner's daughter-in-law, Shannon Stewart, says Garner hasn't smiled since that day in 2019.
We've talked to her caretakers about her PTSD, and it has truly changed the progression of how her dementia was going.
There is an open investigation of the Loveland Police Department in addition to the Garner family's lawsuit. The organizers of Denver's annual Pride Fest say they will not let law enforcement groups participate this year. The Center on Colfax said it wants to show solidarity with black communities protesting police violence, which is a problem that has historically affected LGBTQ people, too. In a statement, it pointed to the 1969 Stonewall riots, which broke out after a police raid on a gay bar and led to the first Pride parade. This year's Denver Pride Fest will be a combination of online and in-person events next month. Senator John Hickenlooper has introduced his first set of bills that he says will help small businesses. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
The four bills would make it easier for some people to become investment managers, call for better representation for Native American-owned small businesses at the federal level, allow for cooperatives to get loans, and offer bigger loans for renewable energy improvements. Hickenlooper says he wants to help small businesses recover.
During the COVID pandemic, we saw with clarity that many small businesses and businesses in rural areas owned by women or minorities suffered worse than other businesses.
Two of his bills are co-sponsored by Republicans, and he's optimistic all four will gain widespread support. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.